with Mike McFeely and Paul Juergens.
Dick Bramer, who is a big Chicago fan, by the way, I noticed a photo on Twitter. Dick Bramer's on Twitter, Twins Play-by-Play, I think is his handle, something like that. He was shooting some roosters down in South Dakota this week, or over the weekend.
Did he get any?
Yes. It was holding up. It was a picture of him on a gravel road somewhere in South Dakota in his blaze orange, his pheasant hunting gear, and he's holding up a couple of roosters. Dead roosters.
Does he have the same hunting dog as you, since you two have the same boat?
No. I don't have a hunting dog.
Rudy's a hunting dog.
I have a street dog.
Essentially.
What are you smirking about, Juergens?
Is Nippy in here today?
Hey. You be nice to Rudy.
Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Mike. What day is it, Mike? Guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo! Mike.
Okay, here we go.
He likes to drop that in, doesn't he?
He just does.
Drops it right in.
No, Rudy's not a hunting dog. No, he's not.
He hunts for affection and table scraps.
Unless you were to compare him to the St. Bernard in the movie Cujo, who would jump on the hoods of cars. No, he's toned down a little bit.
A lot.
You got him on something? I mean, he's just his demeanor seems to be a little... He seems mellow.
He's always been mellow.
Yeah.
So he's taking a couple of runs at people in this building.
Is that surprising?
Nope.
No, it's
good
not.
Good dog. Before we get to the four-pack, a gentleman from Fergus Falls tweets. Sent me a very long email, as you can see. I'm not going to read the entire thing. It says...
It's from Fergus Falls. Read it all.
A Fergus Falls listener. Oh, yeah. Speaking of FF, Jergy is a riot on the 4 o'clock 4-pack. I get a kick out of you two. Must be because he's from Fergus Falls.
Okay. I see who that's from. I might know him. I'll send him a little something.
There you go. 4 o'clock 4-pack, top four talk show talkers of the day on the Mike McFeely Show.
I didn't know he was out of prison. I'm just...
Maybe it's a work release. With Paul Juergens, KFGO news director, who's not making any friends back home in Fergus Falls. Number four on our list, Jergy. And this is one of those things where in today's internet world, is this really true? But I'll read it anyway and see what you think. A Russian teenager has allegedly auctioned off her virginity for $27,000 in an online auction.
Is that rubles or dollars?
It says $27,000. The 18-year-old living in the Siberian city of Krasnoyarsk auctioned off her virginity after posting a in urgent need of money. Dealey Bobber on the internet. Do you believe that to be true?
Yeah, somebody could have made that up and then put it out there. And talk show hosts and others around the world will bite. It happens. It even happens here. On something that really isn't...
What are you talking about?
On something that really isn't what it appears to be. And by golly, you'll get some mileage out of it, won't you? Whether it's true or not.
No, it would be very unethical, let's say. Let's say a credible news organization had reason to believe that something like this wasn't true. I'm not talking about me, a Jamoke talk show host. I'm talking about a credible news organization.
Okay.
It would be unethical for them to have an idea that something wasn't true and yet go ahead and run a story as if it is true. Wouldn't that be unethical in the world of journalism?
Yeah, certainly.
Huh.
Then you wouldn't run it.
What if that ever happens?
Oh, yeah. It happens quite a bit.
Hmm.
And this world of Instagram and Facebook and what's the other one? Twitter.
See?
I know it's Twitter. Check the facts. Do some work. Don't wait for the news release. Develop some contacts.
I like that one.
Do some legwork. I have a friend who's out of the news business now. He was in the news business, and we'll just say in this region, for decades. And most recently, he was in television. And I had a conversation with him recently. And he said, you know, I said, what's different about reporters, journalism today than it was in the day? And he said, well, in my most recent job, the reporters, who were young, many of them, most of them, because they don't stay long, they move up if it looks like they have a future. They wait for things to happen. They wait for the news release. They wait for the fire. They wait for the car crash, and then they cover it. We uncover news. That's what we do. That's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to develop contacts. You're supposed to go to City Hall. You're supposed to go to the police station. You're supposed to go. People call you. You track things down. That's the way it's supposed to be. But it's not like that.
Not all the time.
It's not like that as much as it...
As much as it used to.
And should be.
Yes. Oh, I agree.
Mind my soapbox today?
Jeepers creepers.
I was up late.
Wow. Yeah, you were up late. You were tweeting me at all hours of the night last night.
And then... Wow. And then,
oh, after, okay. Well, it's not done yet, folks.
It's on the election here. Yep. So then I get covering the Moorhead mayoral and city council election, and I get some work done here, get the stories posted, to get the audio cut and all that. And it's after 12:15, 12:20. I say goodbye to Al Ahmed. He's here. And I get home. I can't find my phone. I left it here.
Oh, no.
So then what do? I'm on call. So in case there's something that happens in the middle of the night, I better have my phone, right? In case you're tweeting me back.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So I come back and get it. And Al says, yeah, I noticed it was in there. I was going to call you, but I didn't know how to get a hold of you.
Oh, number three, yes, on our list, Jurgi. It seems like an awful lot of people are offering rewards for missing cats in,
really,
our region.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Why don't they just call KFGO Pet Patrol? We do it free. It's online now again. We'll do it 24 hours a day.
I'm just saying.
You know, if you call Fargo PD or Red River Dispatch with a lost pet, you know what they tell you to do?
Call KFGO.
Tell me about the cat.
I'm just saying.
Did you lose your cat?
Some local publications and regional publications as well have said that a family is offering $500 for the reward for the return of a missing cat. That's in Fargo, and I'll give credit. The Forum reported this. Okay. And in Grand Forks, East Grand Forks, a woman's offering $700 for her missing cat. That's $1,200 of reward money for cats. Two separate cats.
2375948, we'll put that out for you on Pet Patrol. And I know, pets are close, and you and Rudy. And what's your cat's name?
Mickey.
Bootsy?
No, Mickey. Mickey the cat.
If Mickey or... What's the dog's name?
Rudy.
We're missing. I know you'd feel bad.
Emma, yes, feels, I would.
She'd upset, and yep. Michelle, and we'd be scouring the neighborhood, and Sheriff Berquist would have a dragnet out, manhunt. And so I know, and I hope they get the animals back, and just hopefully they haven't. They're just lost.
Don't go any
they're
further.
Just lost. They're just lost. They're just lost.
Don't go any farther. Don't go any farther.
And they'll come home.
Kids might be listening. Number two. You sent me some mug shots here.
I did.
Does this have to do with this big drug bust?
Oh, it was a drug arrest. Yeah, three people arrested.
Drug bust is a strong phrase?
No.
Just an arrest?
You can call it a bust. You can call it a raid.
Did it have shocking details?
Well,
I'm just asking.
Three people were arrested, and there were three children in the apartment. And that is the message that Lieutenant Vettel with Fargo police wanted to get out today. It started with a citizen tip several weeks ago. The address is 118 18th Street South. It's an apartment building. They received some information of comings and goings, people coming for a short period of time, leaving.
Oh, that's a sign.
Neighbor, someone, mm-hmm. Sounds like a neighbor, said, you know, this doesn't look right. So they, I'm sure they did some surveillance, and they agreed, and eventually they got a warrant, and his message is that illegal drugs are not a victimless crime. In this case, there were three children in the apartment, 7, 4, and an infant under a year old. Hydrocodone, methamphetamine, various types of drug paraphernalia, marijuana. He said at a news briefing this afternoon that The hydrocodone was either in or on a nightstand within reach of the infant. I mean, had the infant. And not too far from Halloween candy. And so, you know, kids put things in their mouths. And the message from Fargo police is that we take this seriously, and we're going to continue to take this seriously. And if you don't believe us, keep it up.
It's like a challenge. Well, or what? I mean, if you don't believe it, keep it up.
No, I mean, eventually we're gonna
catch you.
And also, this was going on, according to Fargo police, within several hundred feet of Jefferson Elementary School, which will mean enhanced charges against two of the people, Tawny Johnson and Brandon Wall. Drug dealing, essentially, within 1,000 feet of a school, even though, you know, nothing was going on in the school. It's just that's the way North Dakota law reads it. If you're accused and charged and convicted of dealing illegal drugs near a school, that can be another separate charge.
You want to give me a ding, Pinto?
I think he dinged you.
Did he ding me?
I think he did.
I've been distracted since he got on your soapbox. You were kind of intimidating there on your soapbox. You had me frightened.
Now it's
there.
Stuck.
You had me scared. You've rattled me.
I don't get up my soapbox very often.
I know.
Something got into me.
Your dander was up there for a second. Put it back down. Number one. Morehead elections last night, Jerry. I think this is why your dander's up, is because you're tired and exhausted after covering the Morehead elections last night.
No.
Are you used to late nights?
I enjoy that, sure.
Used to staying up all night long?
One of the candidates said to me last night, how many elections have you covered? He says, you know, back in the old days.
Back in my day.
I remember Charlie Johnson, Al Ahmet covering these elections, and you. I'm not as old as those two guys.
Close, though.
But, yeah, I enjoy that, and you just never know. In the Morehead election, I was communicating with you and some other people where I was initially stationed at my post, and and the returns were just not coming in. I mean, it was 0-0-0.
Yeah.
Secretary of State website, we flipped over to the city election or the city of Morehead election site, and we started to get some numbers, and then eventually they kind of all caught up. And once they started to roll in and become tabulated, boy, they came in quickly.
Yes. It was like a flood of results.
Nothing and then everything.
Everything.
So I think, you know, you were mentioned by the Morehead mayor-elect in one of our news cuts this morning during an interview of Delray Williams. You didn't hear her talking about you?
I was sleeping. I was up late last
night. Well, we aired it a couple of times. I heard you were up late.
I was in a meeting?
No.
I was out to lunch?
She mentioned that she made some comments on your show early on right after she'd filed. And she mentioned that in the news cut interview. It was, what do we call that in the business?
Foreshadowing? Karma?
No.
I don't know.
The money cut.
Oh, the money cut. I'm sorry.
We made that up last week.
I've been up too late last night.
I understand that you were up late early this morning.
Well, yeah.
What were you doing up all hours?
Working. I'm a working man.
That's what you were doing.
I'm making contacts. You know, I'm reporting. I'm getting sources.
And they're still figuring out who the mayor of Minneapolis will be.
Of the 57 candidates?
How did Captain Marvel do?
Was it Captain Morgan?
I can't remember. But they still don't know. They've got this odd system down there, and they still don't know.
Ranked choice voting, right?
Yeah, the lady who got the most votes is still 10,000 shy, and so now they have to go. They have to see she's second choice, third choice, and it's a complicated system.
Let's not get it here in Fargo, Morehead.
Well, we used to have the runoff in Fargo, and they did away with that. Remember
that
city commission?
No, I don't remember.
Did away with it.
Okay. I haven't covered as many elections as you have, Jerky. You're an old long-timer. Old long-timer? I have no idea what I'm saying. Thanks, Jerky. Paul Juergens, KFGO News Director on the 4 o'clock 4-pack. We have open phone lines the rest of the program, my friends. 237-5948, 800-880-5346. Let's swap stories. Let's tell some stories on the Mike McFeely Show this afternoon. You're listening to KFGO.